Chapter 6. The long summer holiday weekends in Manhattan have a surreal quality about them. While Times Square would be packed with tourists, neighborhood streets are deserted. Restaurants and bars are empty. There are no lines for the movies. You can leisurely dine al fresco at the cafe of your choice. And shopping in the supermarkets is a relative pleasure, except for the prices and the lack of choices. As Marty Weinbeck walked along the empty sidewalks toward the subway, it occurred to him, not for the first time, that this is what the city would look like after a plague. Lots of real estate, and not a lot of bodies to fill it. If the bird flu came, I could probably get a real deal on a one-bedroom, he chuckled to himself, assuming I survived. This was a long weekend. This year, July 4th, fell on a Tuesday. Today was Monday, and anyone who could get away with it was taking off today as well. It was a 4-day mini-holiday, 5 for those who played hooky on Friday. It was a very long weekend. Manhattan on a holiday weekend could be the most wonderful time, if you had money and people to spend it with. But Marty was broke and had very few friends. A musician's life consists mostly of work, recovering from work, or looking for work. It often took longer to land a gig than most of them lasted. If you found steady employment, you held on to it for dear life. Marty had been luckier than most musicians. Every summer for 7 years, he had played a weekend job in the Hamptons, where he would pick up lots of private parties to supplement his income. A musician's paradise. He had no contract with the club, so every spring he held his breath to see if they were hiring.